Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nay Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In an era where the pressures of daily life can feel overwhelming, How to Keep House While Drowning, A Gentle Approach to Cleaning and Organizing by Casey Davis offers a refreshing and compassionate take on managing household chores. This book is not just about cleaning and organizing. It's a lifeline for those who feel they're constantly battling to keep their heads above water in their personal spaces. With an understanding tone, Davis acknowledges the psychological hurdles that can make tidying up feel like an insurmountable task. Through practical advice and empathetic insights, this book aims to transform how we approach housekeeping, shifting from a punitive to a nurturing mindset. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, compassion over perfection. Casey Davis shifts the narrative from striving for a pristine home to embracing a more compassionate and realistic approach towards housekeeping. Recognizing the diverse challenges individuals face, whether due to mental health issues, busy schedules, or simply a lack of motivation, this book advocates for self-compassion. The emphasis is on doing what one can when one can, without succumbing to the societal pressures of maintaining a perfect household. This approach reduces the guilt and stress associated with cleaning and organizing, making the tasks feel more manageable and less overwhelming. Secondly, practical strategies for everyday chaos. One of the core strengths of How to Keep House While Drowning is its provision of actionable strategies that can be integrated into daily life, regardless of one's starting point. Davis offers guidance on breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable steps, prioritizing what truly needs to be done over what we think should be done. This includes setting realistic goals, using tools and systems to stay organized, and adopting habits that make maintaining cleanliness easier in the long run. The strategies are designed to help readers find what works best for them, empowering them to take control of their environment without feeling overwhelmed. Thirdly, mental health and housekeeping. Casey Davis draws a significant connection between our living spaces and our mental health, highlighting how a cluttered or untidy environment can exacerbate feelings of anxiety and depression. Conversely, a manageable and pleasant space can lift our spirits and improve our overall well-being. Davis delves into the reasons why keeping house can be particularly challenging for those struggling with mental health issues and offers understanding and strategies for overcoming these challenges. This perspective encourages readers to see housekeeping not just as a physical task, but as an integral part of caring for their mental health. Fourthly, creating a personalized system. Rather than prescribing a one-size-fits-all approach to cleaning and organizing, Davis emphasizes the importance of creating a system that aligns with the individual's lifestyle, preferences, and limitations. This involves identifying what matters most to the person and their family, allocating resources accordingly, and setting up routines that are flexible and adaptable. The book guides readers through the process of devising a personalized plan that feels more like self-care rather than a burdensome chore. This customized approach ensures that the tasks are not only sustainable, but also contribute positively to the user's quality of life. Lastly, building a supportive community. A novel aspect of Davis's approach is the encouragement to build or engage with a community for support. Recognizing the power of shared experiences and the value of solidarity, the book advocates for seeking help when needed, whether it's advice, physical help from friends or family, or professional services. It also underscores the importance of sharing one's own experiences and tips, contributing to a supportive network that uplifts and inspires. This community aspect highlights that no one has to tackle the challenges of keeping house alone, promoting a sense of belonging and mutual assistance. In conclusion, How to Keep House While Drowning, A Gentle Approach to Cleaning and Organizing is a must-read for anyone who has ever felt weighed down by the thought of household chores. Casey Davis offers not just cleaning tips, but a philosophy for life, approaching daily tasks with compassion, practicality, and a focus on mental well-being. This book is particularly valuable for individuals struggling with mental health issues, busy parents, or anyone seeking to escape the cycle of guilt and overwhelm that traditional approaches to housekeeping can induce. By integrating the strategies and mindsets proposed by Davis, readers can transform their living spaces into sources of comfort and joy, thereby enhancing their quality of life. In doing so, this book doesn't just clean homes, but also soothes souls, making it an essential addition to anyone's personal development library. If you would like to support KC Davis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.